This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT.
Watch out.
From high-quality watches to elegant jewelry, save 35% off with code MMA35.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Simply Carbon Fiber, the highest quality carbon fiber products to use in your everyday life. Save 10% off with code MMA10.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 593. My series going crazy. My name's Engel Weigel.
We're back with every show. By my fans, for my fans, walk live, tweet serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Little Peroni, Nostro Azzurro. Happy New Year to you. Happy 2023. Right, yeah. Do you feel different?
Happy New Year's. Yeah, I feel more tired.
Oh no.
Who knew? The only thing that changed was nothing.
Yes.
This weather. That's what's changed. This fucking stupid weather we're having.
It's like in the 40s. I don't know what's happening. Just I can't make sense of it, but it's okay. It feels like October, but it's January.
Yeah, I think we get that late February snowstorm again.
If it's gonna storm, I want it to like give us like a foot. Like let's just
fine. Okay.
Let's just shut it all down for like, you know, a good day or two. I'm fine with that. Those are always fun. You know, if you're home and you don't have anywhere to go, life is good.
Yeah. We gotta get the snowblower out because it's still in my shed under a bunch of shit. I'm like, oh, I should have took that out before I went on vacation. But we'll dig that fucker out. Cause when that's out, then I'm like, yeah, bring 6 feet of snow. I don't give a shit.
6 feet like Buffalo.
I did the whole neighborhood once. Like I went all the way around my entire block just so like I could walk my dog, not in the snow. That's how psycho I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably not great for your, I don't know how long that took to go around an entire block and snowblow, but whatever.
Hey. Got to do what you got to do.
That's right. How about those Bears?
Hey, let's go Bears.
Yes, fair enough. I'm playing for draft picks. They lost.
So did Michigan over the weekend. Sadly, they lost to TCU in the bowl game. So my alma mater, University of Michigan. It's an exciting game. It was no defense. There was like 100 points scored total or something.
That's fun. I don't watch college football, but I like that action.
Yeah, there were a lot of points. There's no defense on either
side. Perfect. It's way more exciting. It's the same thing like anything, like watching a hockey game and it's fucking 8-7 or something insane. Like, holy fuck, man, this is awesome. Like just lighting it up. Yeah. Fuck defense. This should be all offense.
Yes, sir.
But have your team win too.
That's good. So yeah, there's been no MMA since like the 17th of December. Like for the UFC, right? So
yeah, they had that one, the Bellator versus Ryzen event over the weekend, but Bellator had a clean sweep. I think they went 5-0.
They did.
Yes, they did.
That's exciting. Hey,
all decisions.
Drug testing.
Super exciting.
Wonders over there.
Cross promotions, and then I forgot who was the main event fighter. Who was it? I don't know. But anyway, he was saying the experience was phenomenal and he really liked using soccer kicks and stomps. It was so much fun. I'm like, well, why can't we ever do that over here? Why does it have to be somewhere else? Can we get that? I guess that's a question. Do you think we can get that shit approved over here?
No, but I just don't know why, I guess, because it's too brutal, right?
Right. And someone will die. Like, fuck, man. But we own like Fight Island. Can we just go back there and stomp some shit out, soccer kick some fools?
You could. Maybe the UFC has some sort of contract about that where they can't have weird events in other countries because of whatever reason. I don't know.
They should. And I remember listening to a bunch of fighters back in the day saying, wow, man, I'd really like to fight under Pride rules and test out that rule set. Like there are a bunch of people that would sign up. I mean, for fuck's sake, you're going to do a power slap league and people are signing up for that. Like, why not fucking do that? And then the only other one thing I want to say too is they had Ryzen 40 and John Dodson had a weird KO I want to show.
Oh yeah, I was going to show that video. Nice. Do it.
Turn the volume off here because
versus Takoro, right? Hideo Takoro.
Yeah. Oh, he's like running across and fucking KOs him. Like kind of fucking weird.
Super weird. I always, whenever time I see that guy, I remember that when they came to Chicago and we watched, remember we went to the open workouts and we watched him, fuck, who was he sparring against? I forgot but he was so fast. Like it was like, this, how is this little guy this quick? It's crazy how fast he was.
Cause they're so tiny. They just,
yeah, that's kind of what that reminded me of is like, he's just like super quick, you know, nasty.
Yeah. Speaking of a quick, we should probably get a sponsor action.
Just throw it in there. Yeah. Little Manscaped for the new year. It's 2023, new year, new balls.
That's right.
Happy New Year from our friends at Manscaped. The ball is officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023.
Sweet.
Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders... It depends where. The leaders in below the waist grooming have you covered for your much needed resolution of bringing sexy back.
That's right.
Join the seven.
Went up another year. That's fucking million extra.
I would like to say that's thanks to our partnership with them. We've been able to drive it over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. And this is our exclusive offer. You can go to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year and a new you and a new you with no pubes. Cheers.
Right. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Right back to you.
I like it. Down and dirty. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
That's right. Making it happen. Mm-hmm. Speaking of making it happen, let's talk about a little True Classic. Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. It's sports season, baby. A True Classic has the gear you need, whether you're on the field or behind the screen, the scenes, or whatever gets in your way. Athletes have jerseys. We have True Classic. This is the brand behind the soft, flattering, and t-shirt of the year. True Classic is the one-stop shop for your favorite casual crew necks, polos, and active wear that gives Lulu a run for their money. When you have abs or flabs, finding the right t-shirt can be incredibly frustrating. So most t-shirts are too tight in all the wrong places or way too big and boxy, but not True Classic. True Classic has already helped 2 million men get their fit on at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the absolute best deal they offer, Touchdown, for a limited time only. You can get 25% off with our exclusive link, trueclassic.com/MMA.
That's right. And True Classic clothing is made with every man in mind. You'll get that quality, luxe fit, and the softness you've always wanted but never received from those sandpaper excuses for t-shirts. Like that stuff you buy at a certain online vendor that comes from not the U.S. And you ever get those like super scratchy shirts? Not Manscaped, Manscaped, True Classic shirts. These things are so soft. You'll actually want to wear them. And you can do us all a favor, show off your biceps with their activewear crew necks. They are sun and sweat wicking plus anti-BO, which is key in the summertime.
That's right. It's about time you get your fit together. Upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com/MMA. Your free shipping is included on purchases over 100. That's 25% off with the link trueclassic.com/MMA. Strengthen your core wardrobe with True Classic today. And back to the show.
Let's talk a little Bigfoot Silva, shall we?
Yep.
We
have clarity from the last thing, so go ahead.
Well, we do, yes, because he was on did an interview with some site on a couple days ago, and he was talking about retirement and how it's time for him to do that. He says, I fought the best, I beat the best, and also lost to the best. There's a time in life when you can't. I fought back-to-back fights in Russia, and I'm not taking anything away from my opponent, but I never saw myself losing to this guy 3 or 4 years ago. He's got nothing for me, but I'm 43 now. I still have the same head I had when I was 35, but my body isn't 35 anymore, which I question. What does that actually mean, that statement about the same head? Everybody has a limit, he says. It's hard to say I'll stop. I can't anymore. It's hard for any professional in any sport. And he's done. That's it. He has family he cares about and wants to see. And, I think he took too many fights in a row and lost too many fights in a row.
Yeah.
And just, what do you think? Do you think this is going to stick?
No, because he was, last week I said he was supposed to have a fight, but it turns out he's supposed to have a grappling match. So maybe he's retiring from fighting, but he's still going to compete. Grappling is safer. He's not going to take fucking damage to the head, just limbs and shit, but... I don't think he's done. Everyone says, because he hasn't officially gone through that whole retirement shit yet and said, man, something's missing in my life, and it's competition and money. And so I think he'll be back. They always do. Everyone, at least for one more fucking super fight against Fedor or something crazy. Like, that's what you should do. Like, a crazy one-off, make a ton of money, and then he doesn't have to fucking keep doing his shit. Sure, why not? He's fighting in February against Bader again. That's supposed to be his last fight.
Oh, geez. Okay. Wild.
It's insane.
It is insane.
Yeah.
What
did
else
you see these bus fight? I got to turn the volume down.
Fights inside the bus. I did not see this. They're getting crazy now. What is happening?
This one gets bloody too.
That's dangerous.
The one guy is not as good as the other.
With the poles, I'm guessing the white shirt guy is going
to see. I'd be throwing fucking elbows and trying to smash the guy's head through the fucking glass.
Is that allowed?
I don't. It should be. I don't know if it is. But the guy in a black is just raining. Now the other guy's bleeding. Let me bleed my own blood all over you.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy. Blood's all over the window, the seats.
I feel like if you get KO'd in here, it's not good for your health.
No. It's like you want to still do this, but you kind of get the gist. I mean, you see the blood all over the floor too now.
And on the walls.
Yeah. Blood. And like, now we're throwing kicks? Oh, standing kick.
Oh, damn.
Fuck yeah, use the rail. I like this.
Okay, this is some street shit.
Yeah.
But certain what are the rules? That's my question. That's okay, but you can't.
I don't know, man. And you got these guys with the cell phones. Are they the official photographers or what? And then like that guy still wanted to keep scrapping afterwards. He's being lippy still and blah blah blah. And I don't know. Feel like out of all the freak show shit we've seen, from like the phone booth to fighting in a car to the car jitsu, and I think I like this bus shit because there's a little more room and maybe the railings. I like the whatever that kick was. I don't know what you want to call that. The guy grabbed his kick and then he fucking went airborne holding the rail and face fucked him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about.
It is. I like it. I agree. Over the weekend also on the 30th, we had some grappling action. Rose Namajunas and Pat Barry, did you see this? They fought at Fury Professional Grappling. Barry did not fare well, and neither did Rose. I don't have the Barry video, but I do have Rose.
Yes, yeah.
She gets stopped by Robertson pretty much in like 60 seconds or something. It was brutal. There she is getting rear naked choked. It happened very fast. So just interesting that these two are still out there doing things like this together. And not a lot of love for Pat Barry in the comment section. So
what is that about? Because
I don't know.
I don't want to dig deep, but I feel like I'll just say the rumor was like she was training at his wherever he was teaching, and she may have been underage, and then next thing you know, they're dating, and I don't know.
He likes him young, I guess. What can I say?
They look alike, though. They have the same haircut. It's weird.
You will be assimilated.
Something. So we have that. Let's see. What else? Forrest Griffin. They said he's got a new gig. He's going to be the guy responsible for catching the power slap athletes as they careen towards the floor. They're deeming him the head catcher.
Oh wow, just gonna hold them in case they go.
I don't know, something, because they usually miss, because that they go down pretty quick, so
mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. And then What else? Just a quick one. Bellator signed Sarah McMahon. So I saw that.
Nice.
So,
Paige VanZant, did you hear? She's got a little problem with, she was making a video up
UTI?
In Anchorage. No.
STD?
Even worse. She was making a video up in Alaska and tried to jump into a snowbank and didn't realize that snowbank was not as
soft,
thank you, as it could have been. So here she is talking about has a broken foot, three bones, not just one. Sad story, pretty crazy. Somehow I don't think this is going to prevent her from doing OnlyFans, but
no, just... it just keeps getting crazier and crazier with the amount I always say she's like a week away from full-blown porn action, but she's like buck-ass naked out there, bent over and like putting it all out there. I'm like, good for her. Like, if you're a woman and you can look like that, you might as well make your money while you can. And she's probably making bank because she was the one who was up in the game with what, the $5,000 per month, and you get a used sex toy or something and some other shit, used panties. I don't know. Good for her. Yeah, but yeah, broken foot ain't gonna stop her from posting pictures of her box. I don't know. Speaking of box, I saw, did you see Nick Diaz? He's putting the work in, Ingo.
No, didn't see it.
UFC Performance Institute.
Look at that.
Is someone going to tell him he doesn't have to wear the Reebok outfit anymore?
He doesn't know.
Maybe that's all he gets. You can get this cool new Venom one that they have.
The Venom stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's way better than Reebok.
I feel like Nick wears the Reebok just to fuck with people. He's like, I'm not going to wear your shit, but I'll wear your other shit. So it's like, I can't get in trouble. I didn't know what that's
right. It's about. Still UFC branded, motherfucker.
Yeah.
2-9, what?
Exactly. Let me see. Well, I'll show you this real quick. Jake Paul, some strange training tactics. I'm not sure if you saw this. What's happening here? I'm not quite clear. Here he is in his kitchen. What is happening?
What? I don't know.
I feel like we're gonna get in trouble for this. That is a large whatever.
It'll all work out.
A good technique. Good technique.
You gotta slip and bob, and sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
I don't know about putting a video out there in the internet of you doing something like that. That just seems like not something you'd want to have out there. So
I don't know. Maybe that's what I need to do in my spare time. Just get the biggest and go to work on it.
Darkest, biggest.
What do you do?
Thing? I don't know.
This is what I do Monday through Friday. I got to work on my techniques. Maybe I could have multiple ones just hanging. I feel like I think we talked about that on the show when we were here. Like, I have a pendulum like of them. It's like a gauntlet. You got to make it through of fucking just dicks like swinging by.
I like it.
Why? I don't know. Speaking of dicks swinging by, let's talk about our sponsor, a little Blue Chew. The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. This is especially true in the bedrooms, especially when it's time to step up a plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in.
That is right. They're a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. They're 100% made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. It's all about bringing out the home wrecker. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. Have better sex. And we got a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
That is right. And we also have our sponsor, Fume. Be smart. Don't start. Kick the habit. Put it out before it puts you out. All phrases we've heard 100 times, yet we still continue to have bad habits. Like, you know,
That's right. Our sponsor Fume is on a mission to accelerate humanity's breakup from the bad habits that consume far too many of us. Fume is a natural diffusive device that uses plants and behavioral science to help you trade out your negative habit for a positive one.
That is right. And the easiest way to stop a bad habit is to switch to a positive one. Fume is designed perfectly to do just that. It's Fume's goal to make switching easy and even enjoyable. They have thousands of five-star reviews from people just like you who've successfully switched when other solutions just didn't work. Head to tryfume.com and use code MMANUTS to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. The Journey Pack comes with three unique flavors and the new version 2 Fume to help kickstart your positive habits. That's tryfume.com and use code MMANUTS to save an additional 10% off on your order today.
That's right.
That's good stuff. It's very healthy. Speaking of healthy, it's nothing like a little sparring match between Bobby Green and Paulo Costa. Did you see this video? They're having a good time.
They're almost close in weight class.
They're just like hanging out, doing their thing. Bobby Green actually holding his own in this situation. Here they are, like a little dancing around. He's only wearing one glove, though. He's doing like, what is that video game? Is that the Mike Tyson's Punch Out? Is that what it was? I don't remember. Or was it Street Fighter? The guy only has the one glove.
It'll be like the first UFC.
So I don't know what's happening, but I just find it funny. These guys are going at it. Do you think Costa's like ever going to fight?
No, I think he wants out of his UFC contract. So he's doing everything and anything he can get to get out of it. I remember last week we were talking about Donald Cerrone potentially being on steroids. Well, now he's confirmed it. So he was talking about, he said, I told y'all when I retired, I was going to go Swole Nation. And it's not steroids from your Uncle Bob slinging them behind the corner gas station. I looked at tons of companies and found literally the best one. So based off your blood work, they figure out where the gaps in your health are and use supplements, peptides and hormone replacement therapy to fill in the places you're deficient. It's not just about the gains, though. Their Limitless pill for your brain health is top notch. Their joint recovery supplements are better than anything else I've ever tried. I was just literally yesterday in Vegas. I was telling everybody, like, I understand why steroids are illegal. Now that I'm injecting them into my body, I feel like I'm fucking 20 again. The training would never stop. You could just literally train as hard as you wanted to, wake up the next day recovered and fresh. So, hey, good for him, right? That's the pictures don't lie. I think
he's huge. He's huge.
Yeah, I forgot what he said. He's like 220 or something insane. He's over 200 pounds now. I think he's 220. I don't know what else to say about that.
I don't know if that's good for your health, but I digress.
Well, I don't. How old is he? He's got to be about 40 by now, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, he's just acting now, so.
Good point. Yeah, and that's
training. Yeah.
Whatever.
Recreational training.
So MMA Uncensored posted this question on their Facebook page a couple days ago, and I wanted to get your take on it. They asked us, who made the biggest impact and brought in the most fans? And here we have, I'll read it for the listener. We have Brock Lesnar, Forrest Griffin, Conor McGregor, GSP, Diaz Brothers, or everyone's favorite Ronda Rousey. Like, what are your thoughts? Yeah. Like, in this is a pretty, there's some people missing, I think, but overall I think we've covered, you know, a big portion of, you know, people who kind of drove the sport forward in various places. Like, what do you think? Like,
yeah, it's Conor McGregor. I don't even think it's close, because, you know, he really brought like the entire country of Ireland to Vegas did. Like anytime he'd fight. Yes. And like, who else got he fought fucking Floyd Mayweather, and like the UFC let him do that while he was still under contract with the UFC. Right. Like, who else gets to do a boxing match and then becomes champ, like knocks out Aldo and then goes up to 55 and fucking takes the belt there too. Yeah, he didn't defend him a lot, but you know, then goes on and does his own fucking whiskey thing and tries to stay relevant, goes berserk and throws a fucking dolly at a bus window, doesn't get arrested, just creates more press for, you know, fighting Khabib. So I think it's McGregor. Like, I guess the next question is, who's two? Who's number two on the list? Unless you disagree with number one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue the McGregor thing. I think for all the reasons that you already said, I think that makes sense. I would say probably the next closest is for me. I think it's got to be Ronda Rousey, just what she did for women's MMA. Yeah. MMA. You know,
she had spectacle too, because remember, like when she came in, it was always first round armbar, and she wasn't nice with her fucking armbar. She was breaking arms.
It's brutal.
Frank Mir style, just I get in a submission, I'm fucking ripping your arm in half.
Yep. And I mean, like Brock, he was exciting, but he didn't really do anything necessarily. I mean, maybe he brought some wrestling fans over, but I would say it's more he was just exciting to watch. I don't know that he did anything like to really push the sport forward.
No longevity there.
No. You know. Yeah, I think I got to go with McGregor and then Rousey. I think those are my two in that order. It makes sense to me. Yep.
And then did you see this new sport? We may have covered this one before, but I'm always looking to see like what else is new, what else is going on out there. So.
This looks familiar, but maybe not. Maybe we
did. Maybe it was similar to watching them play tag.
Yeah,
so now it's here, like, you can't let the balloon hit the ground. But I don't know what, they're not spiking it at the ground, so maybe you have to always hit it in an upward motion, and it can double bounce off the car and shit. But I feel like you should add an element of striking in here, so like, as a guy runs by, you're allowed one strike on
him. Yeah, you can, like, hit him.
Yeah, fuck yeah, like, kick him in the liver as he walks by.
Kick him in the nuts. Grab him by the balls. I like this.
Grab his dick and twist it. Twist his dick. Give him the old dick twist.
Jesus. Oh, that's man.
Right. It's the Fedor.
Exactly.
Fucking A, man. Fucking A. What else is happening out there?
Well, I got a rare baseball choke. Finish here that I want to share with you from over the weekend on Road FC. I'm gonna share the volumes off. I don't know how familiar you are with these baseball chokes, but you know, he basically it's like from the top, you can do like a little, like, get your arm across and put that put that forearm right under the chin there and tuck it in. See how he's got that? It's pretty nasty. It's like a windpipe choke where you feel like, you know, your Adam's apple is going to get crushed. Pretty painful.
Ouch. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. That's something I think they used to teach us in wrestling. Like, I always used to fucking forearm people in the throat, not legal, but just like you're trying to disrupt some shit, disrupt the breathing, like a cross face. It's kind of like punching them legally, but yeah, I like that. A little KO of the week here. Hopefully there's no sound. I lost my share screen button.
Is it from Ryzen?
No, I can't. I have no share screen.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, there it is. I had minimized the window too small. Oh, Jesus. Now my share screen is like mini size.
I can see it. Okay. Just hit play. We good. Pull up a little bit. Jesus, that was nasty. That was like all heel, right to the face.
Yeah. Ooh, a little yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I'll do one more. A little slam of the year. They were doing like some kind of kumite somewhere. I'm not quite sure where this is going down, but. Okay. I don't understand this ring.
Oh, my God.
That guy's not going to be right. Is that legal? You just pick up a guy and and slam him on his head. I'm assuming that's concrete in the smoke-filled area.
Wow. Yeah, he's not looking like he's getting up anytime soon.
Day. I don't know what's going on in the world, but I like it.
I don't know. I have one to add from Ryzen. Patrick,
let's go.
Osami, show Patrick Kuzami. Osami delivers a pretty nice KO. I'm going to spare you the sound, but here he is doing a little box box and good night. So
Oof.
That guy is out cold. Not quite as brutal as the one you just showed, but man, pretty nice KO. And he's very excited about that one. So
nice.
Understandably so.
Let's see what else I have. Oh, let's see if this one will open up right here. Might have to use a different browser. Oh, this is a makes total sense to MMA. 50-year-old Sofia Vergara. I don't know how to say her name, but
oh yeah, from that one show.
Yeah, this is what 50 looks like. I love it.
It's nice. No filter.
No, maybe just straight up. That's younger. I don't like that.
You like it older? There you go.
Well, yeah, you got to stay with your age. But
who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that guy? We don't need him in the picture.
He was in that. Was it HBO True Blood or something?
Oh, okay.
It was the werewolf. I forgot what his name is, but maybe that's her husband.
Oh, that makes sense.
What else is happening?
I just have some knowledge left, which could be used now, but I'll wait. So
now I'll do some ask the nuts. Which fight needs to happen in 2023?
John Jones versus anybody, I think, is is my number one pick at the moment. That's the only one I care about. That's retired. I don't care about Connor anymore. I'm not excited if he's fighting, but I'm excited if John's fighting because I want to see where's he at.
Yeah,
is he going to come back? Is he, you know,
it's
what's
been
happening?
Like 8 years, you know, how many? I do have a Connor fight that I want. Since Nick is coming back, I want Nick Diaz versus Connor because they could. I think Connor is going to probably fight at 185 or something crazy. Why not? I need if you already had Nate, I would. That's the only fight I think I could see Connor doing. And
it's a grudge match, he's going to do a triple header with him too. Maybe he should fight both brothers in the same night.
That's fine, he'd probably be in for that.
Yeah,
or Brittany versus Ariane.
What if they have to tag team box him? Round one is Nick, round two is Nate, round just
that's dang. Fine. I'm in.
That'd be awesome.
Let's see. And then Real Convict Donald on Twitter sent this one to us. It's a little Khabib time. Here's Khabib swimming against
Khabib
the current.
Actually swims in a
in Dagestan.
Like for training?
Yeah.
Wow.
He doesn't know how to swim, but okay. He doesn't put his head in the fucking water. You just head up. Okay.
Wild.
Yeah. That's what you do over there. You swim head up.
And you wrestle bears.
Right.
You got out and you wrestled a bear next. That was what he did.
And then here's a good one. What's your favorite tough moment? And then this is from the underground. They actually posted one here. And this is actually is my favorite tough moment.
We destroyed that door.
Oh, there's sound. Like, I love that. Like, see, like, Rampage could throw leg kicks.
It was a total, like, what you may call it, door. It's look at the door. It's so staged. It's made out of like cardboard.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was staged because I remember Dana talking about, man, we need to get some better doors because that thing was dog shit. And probably good thing it was because otherwise you would have fucked up.
Yeah, he was really mad. Titties, remember he called it?
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I'm trying to remember other ones.
It's so long ago.
Julian Lang went crazy. That was a good one. They've had some. I remember like renting those fuckers in DVD form off Netflix. A while back, you know, like 10 years ago, whatever it was, I was addicted.
Yeah,
I gotta see them all. I have to see everyone.
Yeah. So. And then I found this video. I don't know where this is, and it probably gets us banned, but fuck it. I'll deal with it. It's hard to be a cop sometimes. So there's two male cops like fucking scrapping, and they're finally like getting the subject down, and this other guy's coming in and punching a cop. Which is kind of weird because I think the one guy finally pulled his gun. Now he re-racked it. But I want to fast forward because you see this woman here.
What she's kind
of she's getting in the way of everything, and then she finally realizes, like, hey, I'm not being super effective, so I'm gonna have to do something a little bit aggressive here. Bong, bong.
What is this world coming to?
Like, I'm so surprised that nobody got shot in whatever happened here.
It's crazy. And the guy pulls his gun out while he could have had that taken away. It could, all kinds of shit could have happened.
Yeah. Like, wow. Where are the tasers? Like, I would have been tasing it fucking everybody, or at least pepper spraying everybody.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get fucked up. Anyway, so some knowledge.
All right. I found the perfect thing for you to get for next time we go golfing. It's called the bogey bag.
Okay. So
check this out. When you get pissed off about your shot, okay, you're like, fuck.
That happens a lot. I'm going to break the golf cart, though.
Yeah, that's going to be like, bam.
I'm going to end up hitting myself in the head.
I could see myself getting mad and hitting myself right in the face with it, but it's pretty 100%. Ingenious.
I like it.
It's a good little product. I hope they sell lots of them.
Shit, yeah. So. It's like, here's the other product I saw. Here's a movie night poster and shirt. That's movie night. Sometimes, and then let's see if I can share this last thing. I don't know if it'll work right. So this says, sometimes when my friends aren't home, I make boxes and leave them on their doorstep for the whole neighborhood to see.
That's epic. I love it.
Fuck yeah. I didn't do shit like that, but I think it was in college, and when I first started working like in an office, I used to always send people to stop bedwetting thing because the internet didn't exist like right away in college. So you get this huge packet that said like, stop bedwetting. And I used to send that to all my coworkers, and they'd think, oh, this guy's a bed pisser. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, I don't know. It's not me. It's a fucking guy. He's weird. But now I think people are into that shit. Remember when like Lyoto Machida and his dad were drinking piss? Yeah, that just came up on a feed somewhere. But
people are into weird stuff.
Yeah.
They're into a lot of things, like furries.
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of things.
People who dress up there. Like animals. I was just at Rosemont a month or two ago. It's a town over by us, and there was a big convention, and it was the furry convention, and they were walking around like plain daylight, just
insane.
Really crazy, like going to restaurants, doing weird shit. I don't know.
Can you run them over? Is that legal? Are they an animal or are they a human at that point?
It's hard to say. It depends on how they identify in that moment.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to jail. It's all good. No. All right, I'll shut it down.
There it is. He did the look up. That's just it.
It's like, all right, we're out.
It's like, are you checking in with upstairs? Like,
yeah, check in.
Are we good? Like, all right. Happy New Year, everyone. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Rivett, thanks for playing.